Welcome to episode 17 of Murders, Mysteries, and More. I'm your host, Rudy Uribe Jr. Now, every podcast, we feature short stories from undiscovered authors. Got to be honest with you, I am not receiving too many submissions, so I keep using my short stories. Hope you don't mind. But if you've got a short story you'd like to submit, please send it to murdersmysteriesandmore@gmail.com. Or just email me on that site and let me know you've got a story, and we can always chat on the phone or chat back and forth via email. So, this week we're going to feature a couple more of my short stories. The Ransom Note is a 250-word entry into the Alfred Hitchcock's Mystery Magazine. The story received honorable mention. It takes place in about a 5-minute period. Jerry and Vaughn, the two protagonists, have kidnapped a child and are now in the process of figuring out how to contact the family. Here is the ransom note. We want $5 million or your child dies. Jerry looked to Vaughn for approval.
I don't like it. What if the family doesn't have $5 million?
Jerry went back to the keyboard. We want $50,000 or your child dies.
$50,000 is too little. Make it $500,000, Vaughn said.
We want $500,000 or your child dies.
Want is too nice a word. How about we demand?
We demand $500,000 or your child dies.
Child is too generic. We have to be more exact, or they might think we don't really have the kid.
We demand $500,000 or your son dies.
The word we is a tip-off. The cops will know there's more than one of us.
I demand $500,000 or your son dies.
Now, the word I makes us liars, Jerry. We are kidnappers, not liars.
The demand is for $500,000 or your son dies. Oh, I could never write a ransom note as good as this one. You have a future as a writer. Jerry puffed out his chest and polished an imaginary medal.
You know what, Jerry? Go back to the one that says, I demand $500,000. That's actually my favorite.
But I thought you didn't want to be known as a liar. Vaughn pulled the gun from the desk drawer.
Don't worry, Jerry. I won't be.
My second story features Rosemary, a bitter, pathetic woman who casts stones on social media to shame others. What Rosemary doesn't realize is that sometimes those stones are caught and thrown back. Here is the post. Rosemary entered the kitchen holding two bags of groceries. As she heaved one of the bags on the counter, it split open. Apples rolled, a head of lettuce found its way under the table, and a jar of strawberry jam sent shards of glass and sticky preserves across the floor. She snapped.
What idiot puts a jar in with the fruit and lettuce?
I'll help you clean it up, her husband said.
No, leave it, she yelled. You won't believe my morning. We've got idiots driving around our neighborhood, running stop signs and talking on their phones. I'm gonna shame them into safer driving.
Don't do it, her husband said. Don't post anything stupid on that neighborhood app. Rosemary grabbed her laptop, ignoring her husband's warning.
I am tired of people not driving safely in the neighborhood, she wrote. I am disappointed by how some people don't care about driving laws or the safety of others. On the way to the market this morning, a woman in a Porsche, license plate 8MJ215, didn't stop at a stop sign. Then a silver Kia, license plate 7RAE198, sped past me.
She hit the post button.
She was feeling pretty good about herself when her phone pinged. She hadn't expected a reply so quickly. She opened the app. Vince Q. Everyone should get license plate numbers and expose these idiots. Thanks for your community spirit, his post said. Delighted that someone replied to her post, she hit like. Another ping. This time from Jackie B. Not going to lie, Porsche owners are pricks. Rosemary debated whether to like Jackie's reply or not. Another ping. Rosemary had thoughts of her post going viral. Marvin H. Let she who is without sin cast the first stone. Rosemary wasn't expecting any negative posts. Another ping. This time from Harry D. I suppose you have never exceeded the speed limit, bitch. How dare you post someone's license plate number on a public site? Rosemary didn't like the direction the post was taking. Another ping. Marvin H. I'm glad you're stupid enough to list your home address on your profile. Attached to the post was a screenshot of Rosemary's address. Now we know who you are. She hadn't considered the app listed her home address. Her husband yelled across the room. My phone's going bonkers! I told you not to post anything on that stupid site. Why are you so damn stubborn? Another ping. This time, it was the site administrator. We deleted your post for violating site rules. Rosemary let out a sigh of relief and got in her car to clear her head. Fearful someone was following her, she sped up and made a sharp turn. A traffic cop hit his siren and pulled her over. The officer approached without removing his helmet. License and registration, please.
Officer, I'm so glad to see you. A car was following me, and I tried to get away from him.
License and registration, please.
Where are you when we need you? She yelled. I'm writing down your badge number.
The cop handed her a ticket and said, Have a nice day. Realizing she wasn't in a proper state of mind, she drove home. As she pulled into her garage, her phone pinged. This time it was Kitty Ann. This is for Rosemary. I was driving the Kia. How dare you post my license plate on this app? I'll be watching and waiting for you to break one single law. They had pulled the post, but people were now direct messaging her. The phone pinged a dozen more times. Rosemary's eyes stopped at one ominous message. Today is the day. She got in her car and drove to the nearest Starbucks. She noticed a car was tailgating her, and her heart raced. Why didn't the car just pass her? Did he mean her harm?
Hello? 911? Yes, a car is tailgating me, and I think he means me harm.
Ma'am, I need you to drive to the nearest police station.
You people are useless!
She hung up the phone and threw it on the passenger seat floor. She accelerated to get away from her pursuer. She tried to time the light. The crosswalk timer was at 2 seconds and counting down. She was still 50 yards from the intersection when she hit 60 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone. The light turned red, and Rosemary accelerated to 70. The last thing she remembered was losing control and smashing into a bus bench. She awoke in the hospital to her husband's tearful face.
How bad is it? She asked.
It's bad, but they tell me you'll be okay.
Will you hit the nurse's call button for me?
What do you need?
Believe it or not, I'm hungry.
Rosemary laughed and then stopped because of the pain. Rosie told her husband about the tailgater, the 911 call, and losing control of the car. After a few minutes, her husband became impatient with the hospital. Where's that damn nurse? He walked to the hallway and yelled, Is the nurse's button broken, or are you people just ignoring us on purpose? Rosemary called to her husband.
Honey, it's okay. They'll come when they get a minute.
What if this was an emergency? He said.
It isn't an emergency, she said reassuringly. They'll get to us when they're not so busy.
What's gotten into you? You should be furious that they're not responding.
Life has given me a wake-up call, she said. From now on, no more yelling or screaming or raising my blood pressure.
Honey, her husband said, I don't know what medication you're on, but I like the new you. Is this what we can look forward to from now on?
Absolutely, she said calmly. Darling, will you do me one more favor and get me my iPad? These idiots are going to regret ignoring a Yelper.
Lesson to be learned? Perhaps. But those who need to learn the lesson seldom do. I hope you enjoyed our stories today. Oftentimes, life is more challenging than the stories we write. So stay positive, adopt an attitude of gratitude, and smile. Until we meet again, I'm your host, Rudy Uribe, Jr.